Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to another episode of The Fabulous Medium with your host, Dustin Livers. I know that I've been out of commission for about the past 3 or 4 weeks. I apologize. It's been the holidays, all of those transitions into the new year, vacation, and just, oh my gosh, classes. The list goes on and on and on. And I'm sure all of you guys are busy too. I know that that is... the end of the year is definitely the most busiest time of the whole year. So I just want to thank you guys for tuning in again. I know that a few of my followers have been having trust issues because they're like, you said you were going to have the show on Friday and then you moved it again and now I don't even know when it is. And so I promise you guys, I am trying my best to be as stable as possible and to keep the show going every Friday at noon. And I'm thinking that's going to be the time throughout this whole year as well. So again, thank you guys for listening. So one of the biggest things that has happened in my life has been I actually just moved into my own place. So I know I had a client come in. I think it was on Tuesday, and she shows up at the door and she goes, is this your house? And I said, yes. And she goes, how old are you? And I'm like, well, and it's a little awkward because, you know, she's my client, and it's I don't want to say it's rude, but it's a little unexpected to be asked how old I am. And I said, well, I'm 23. And she goes, wow, she said, you're the first millennial I've met that has their own house. And I said, really? And she goes, yeah, all of them live with their parents. So I guess it's just, you know, with all of the college debt, I can understand. I mean, my God, my friends are in a lot of debt. You know, so it was just surprising to get that validation, to get that insight from someone who is coming in. But that's been the biggest thing. So, you know, and again, with having your own home, there's all kinds of bills. I mean, my God, who knew that when you call for heating or like electric, that they try to sell you stuff? Like, I can't even believe it. I'm like thinking, all right, you know, it's going to be a quick process. I'm going to get my heating bill. It's just going to happen every month, automatic payment, whatever. No, you have to fill out forms. They have to mail forms to your house, even while you're on the phone with them. You hear like the electronic ads going on. Oh, if you sign up today with AT&T, we'll give you 3 months free, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, are you kidding me? I can't even, it was really unexpected, but I guess that's just, you know, stuff you deal with. I mean, my God, even your insurance and your, oh my God, the list just goes on and on. They're all trying to sell you something. It's terrible. It really is. But it has been wonderful. And I mean, seriously, I knew that I needed my own space. It reminds me of, I can't even remember that one guy, David Wolf, W-O-L-F-E, I believe, on Facebook. I don't know if you guys follow him. He posts some inspirational videos sometimes. Now, granted, some of them are not always the most scientifically accurate, like the eagle one. An eagle does not, at 40, 40 years of age, an eagle does not rip out its talons and its beak. Okay, no, it keeps the same talons and beak. But but no, the one that he posted was about lobsters. And I identified so much with this video. So he was comparing the lobster's need to molt and get a bigger shell. The stimulus for the lobster is that it is uncomfortable. So when the lobster starts feeling like, oh my gosh, you know, the shell is kind of tight, it can't really wiggle around, it can't move well, it'll go under a rock or some protection and molt off its shell and then get a new shell. And when I was watching this, I said, oh my gosh, I identify with that lobster. I know it sounds funny, but I was like, I just felt uncomfortable sharing a space with someone, and I knew it was time for me to get my own. And that's really was sort of my stimulus. I felt uncomfortable. I'm expanding my, you know, I have tons of clients a week, you know, with school. It's just, I just can't handle following people's rules. Okay. I know. I've always been a little bit of a rebel. I'm sure you guys can pick up on that. I've never, ever followed the grain or fit into a box ever. Every group I'm a part of, I'm always the one that's like, well, wait a minute, what about this? And I get all the looks from everybody. But you know, really though, that seriously, that really is probably the biggest motivation for me moving. And it has been wonderful. I can feel seriously, you know, you guys know I'm not a woohoo kind of spiritual person. I'm very grounded. I'm very real. I tell it how it is. I'm not trying to push beliefs on anybody, but from my personal experience, I can tell that I have been seriously growing as a person by having the house. I can see, I mean, very real stuff. If any of you guys follow my blog online, I know I just started a blog probably about 3 or 4 weeks ago. It's titled Dustin's Fabulous Life. blogspot.com. If you guys go online, you can look up my videos. I try to post inspirational, fun videos, you know, and anyway, I have been eating and exercising too. So again, with getting the new house, I said, I'm going to learn to cook. And I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but a lot of millennials, people in my generation, don't know how to cook. And I mean, it's astounding to me because, you know, my parents didn't always cook, you know, they made instant meals, but they were still preparing meals. Okay. Even if they're instant, but apparently, a lot of millennials just eat out, like they'll just pick up, you know, McDonald's, Taco Bell, Chipotle, Subway, mostly Chipotle, Subway, those kinds of things. Not always McDonald's because they're trying to eat healthier. But they don't cook at all. Not even instant meals. They just eat out. And I said, no, I'm going to stick to a better diet. So I made, if you guys go online, you can see this. I titled it Dustin's Special Lifestyle Cookbook because all the recipes inside are healthy, high protein, and eggless, so they do not use eggs, recipes that are quick to prepare and make. So they're eggless because I'm also allergic to eggs. And so much has been happening in my life. You know, once I started settling down, getting in the groove of cooking, eating, exercising. I exercise about 5 or 6 days a week at the gym at my college at IU South Bend in the morning from 10 to 11. But so much has been happening since I have been settling down, getting this space, because I've really been looking at myself and looking at a lot of introspective things, like how I feel about things, how I think about things. And, you know, you guys, this is like a major part of your spiritual experience is about you knowing you. And if you get anything out of this life or you living, I hope you know you. Because if, I mean, so many people are searching for outside answers. They're like, oh, if I go to this spiritual retreat, if I pay thousands of dollars for this spiritual program, if I follow this guru's advice, if I, you know, if I just get one reading, I'll be set for life. No, listen, I got news for you. That is not how it works. It is a process, and knowing yourself, I think, is one of the greatest gifts, but also lessons that you can have in your life. And one that I noticed was when a year ago, when I found out I was allergic to eggs, I was very upset. Okay. I'm not going to lie. And I know that it's selfish and horrible because so many people are, you know, they have cancer or like liver failure, or, you know, they're dying. There's so many worse things. But for me, this was like a big slap in the face because I have always prided myself on my good health, you know, not taking any meds, meditating. Reluctant to even take Advil, okay, because it makes me lose sensation of my body because I'm very sensitive. I'm a medium. I'm a sensitive person. So like even lower dosages of medicine have a great impact on me. But before I did feel like betrayed, you know. I was like, oh my gosh, why would this happen? What did I do? How, like, I've never heard of people developing allergies later in life. I just thought you were born with it. I had no idea. Now, come to really appreciate, and I'm getting a little emotional when I say this, because the things that people in my life will do to make sure that I can eat, and I know it sounds so simple and so, you know, I don't know, like, it's not that impressive, but they'll go above and beyond. They'll cook me things and they'll say, Dustin, I made this like banana bread without egg, or I made these pancakes without egg or this cake. And it's just reminds me of the love that people have and that they would go out of their way to do these acts of kindness. For me or just, and for people in general, it really inspires you. At least for me, it does, to see that people are, they really are good. In my opinion, I believe most people are good. I really do. And I get to see this in action. And when I go to restaurants, you know, they're always going to take care of me. They check. Sometimes the chef will even come to the table and let me know. You know, a really nice restaurants, usually they pride themselves on their work. And it's just, that has changed. My perspective has changed. Instead of being, why me? Oh, boo-hoo, it's horrible. I can appreciate new things now, having this experience. So that's just my little tidbit for the day. I know I ramble a lot. I'm not going to lie. I go in a lot of different directions. But I do feel a new confidence. With having a home, with business picking up, you know, before I used to be reluctant to tell people what I did, you know, I mean, I was a closet medium. I know it's amazing to believe because people are like, well, how could you be a closet medium? You post all this stuff online. Well, that's different than somebody coming up to you and asking, what do you do? Because when you're face to face, and you're going to be with that person for a while, you kind of care about what they think, or I used to. And now I say, I don't care. And my big test happened when I opened up a business account with my bank, because the woman, just the regular receptionist, not even the business setup woman, they were both, the one was a lovely lady, the business setup woman, but the one that took my call, she was asking me, she said, well, what do you do? And I said, well, I'm a medium, but I also do life coaching, some energy work, I teach. And she goes, what did you say? What was that first word? And I said, I'm a psychic medium. I said, I connect to people that cross over. And she starts laughing at me. I am not even joking. Laughing. And it wasn't a little giggle. she went on and on, and she was like trying to stifle her laughter the whole time I was on the phone with her. And of course, myself is being, I make probably twice as much as you do. I get to make my own hours. I get to do all of this. But I had to take a breath and say, why am I feeling defensive? Why do I feel this? And I started to feel I was hurt and I was worried about what people would think of me and how they would perceive my work. And honestly, that happens with every job. There are therapists in that feel the same way, just regular therapists that don't even do intuitive work, doctors, because some people don't believe in doctors. Some people don't believe in therapists. They don't believe in anything, beauty products, you know, my God. And so I was had to realize this isn't just me. People deal with this. You know, and I had to take a step back, realize this woman is not worth it. There are going to be others like her. This is not a battle that I need to be battling. I don't need to expend this energy on it. And it was a great lesson. So I have been really dealing with a lot of big lessons and big changes in the past few months. You know, but they've been really rewarding and very insightful. So again, with getting the new home, I mean, that's just a big thing for me. It really is. Because I was never able to have a sturdy home in my life. And here we go. Okay, you guys are getting a big insight into Dustin's life story here. So I will say this. When I was young, we didn't have a home. We moved, I would say, into at least 10 different houses when I was young. And this is true of a lot of mediums. And I'm just giving you guys a heads up. In about a few minutes, I'm going to do my first reading on the air. And then I'll get back into a few things that I want to share. But we seriously, I remember once me, my brother, and my dad lived in a home. I'm not even joking. I believe it was for 3 or 4 weeks. And I was probably 8 or 9. Seriously, not even a month. Probably one of the reasons was it wasn't a good neighborhood. I can remember looking out the window in this particular house and seeing people with one shoe on, people from all different races and backgrounds walking to a Nelson's chicken cart that was on the side of the road on the side of our street, and they would buy the chicken and then walk back into their houses. I mean, I mean, it was something to see. You would have to see this to believe people really did this, but I swear to you, this is real. I swear to God, this actually happened. I was watching this at 8 or 9. People seriously walking one shoe on. I don't want to say, they were in sweatpants. A few of them were. I know there were some in sweatpants. And there's nothing wrong with sweats. I wear sweats too, but my goodness, with one shoe on, getting chicken. But anyway, that was that was certainly an eye opener. But we moved all over, and I went to 3 different elementary schools. So I went to LaSalle. You guys can look these up. Marshall Elementary, before it was an intermediate school. They changed it to an intermediate about maybe 5 or 6 years ago. And then I went to Liberty Elementary School. And, you know, just moving all over. And I remember I moved out of my dad's into my mom's when I was 12. I mean, all over. And you can find a lot of mediums will say did move a lot. And I have no idea why that is. I'm not going to throw theories in your area. You know, you guys can look that up on your own time. But I'm just sharing what happened to me. And so it was very emotional for me to get a place that's my own, that I know is safe, that I know will be here when I come home. And it's there. It's not going to just leave, because I didn't know if we were just going to leave again, you know, or if we would be able to pay the bills and stay. Even when I started the dorms at IU South Bend and I moved there my freshman year, I didn't know if I would get enough aid, financial aid, to afford the dorms. You know, my business wasn't that great back then. I didn't know if I was going to be able to stay. Then when I moved into my old roommate's John's house, I didn't know if I would be able to stay with John. I mean, I didn't know. He was a wonderful man, very nice. I paid him rent to stay in his home, but you just don't know. Things happen. Now I know that I have this sense of security. And it's wonderful. And it really allows you to build not only in your how do I say this? So I don't want to say physical life, because life is obviously physical, but your spiritual life and even the other parts of you too. But it all is spiritual, honestly. You're a spiritual being having a human experience, which is a whole nother topic for another day, because I don't understand how all of these spiritual people will say, I'm trying to connect to these other realms, or I'm trying to try these new things to experience these otherworldly things. And to me, I'm thinking, why are you trying to go to other worlds or try other things when you were meant to have a human experience here on Earth? Okay. And I'm just like, oh my goodness, I just can't even deal with this. But that's a whole nother topic for another day. So you guys, I know I have gone on a long, long rambling tangent about my life and everything that's been happening. I am going to take my first caller here, and see what's going on. So hi, you're on the Fabulous Medium with Dustin.
Hi, Dustin.
Hi, who is this, and can you tell us where you're calling from?
My name is Julie, and I'm from Minnesota.
Okay, hi Julie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Awesome. Are you enjoying the show so far? Do you have any insight or any comments, anything you want to say?
I'm enjoying the show, and I'm very proud that you've taken on all this at your young age. So.
Well, thank you, Julie. You're very sweet. It is a lot, I'm not gonna lie. It doesn't just come to you. You do have to do effort and meet them halfway. But it's also it's enjoying. I'm enjoying the experience. It really is. It's rewarding. You know what I mean?
Yes.
All right, Julie. I can go ahead and give you a mini reading. On the air, if you're okay with this.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, well, give me a second to connect, and I'll see what direction we're going in, and we'll see what's going on, all right? Okay, let's see here. Okay. I'm not sure who this is. I do think I'm actually blending to a spirit right now, okay? So we are going in a mediumship direction here. I'll just tell you what I'm feeling so far. So there's I'm definitely a male. He makes me feel pressure in my head, which is my symbol that a spirit passed from either, unfortunately, like head trauma, or there was a mental disorder that unfortunately led to his passing. There was something that happened inside the head. Okay. Does that make sense? Let me see here. Are you still there? Are you on the.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
He also, unfortunately, he shows me him falling. Like, I think he, like, fell. Like, I don't know if that's how he passed, but I know he was falling, okay? Let me see here. There was, he was a, how do I explain this? I don't want to say deadpan face, but he was serious. Okay. He makes my face feel like it's a straight line, like I'm not smiling, okay?
Okay.
And let me see. He was also a very sturdy man, very solid, very feet on the ground kind of person. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Who is this? Because I feel like I have enough pieces of evidence that you should know who this is. Do you understand who this is, or do you not know yet?
Oh, it might be my father-in-law.
Okay. Well, all these pieces would have to fit. So the head, unfortunately, he was falling, serious kind of guys, but he was sturdy, feet on the ground. He was very much the, how do I explain it? Like the rock of the family. Like if something was happening, he would be the one that would fix it. Okay. He was the, like, if shit was hitting the fan, as they say, like he would be the one that would fix the fan, okay? How do you also, unfortunately, connect with the throat? Because he's restricting my throat area, which is my symbol that either he could not communicate in the end or you did not get the chance to say goodbye to him.
Yeah, he did fall. He had a heart attack.
Okay. Were you not able to communicate with him at the end because he restricted my throat?
No, he passed. We were at Mother's Day with my family and he passed away.
Okay, because when a spirit makes my throat restrict like that, that's my symbol that they don't want you to feel that there was anything left unsaid between you two, okay, or that you that to not feel guilty about not being able to be there at the end. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Let me see here. There was, I'm not going to lie to you. Okay. So spirits come through with a lot of different messages. And this guy is saying he did what he felt was right in his life. And some people did not agree with the way that he did things. But he says he did everything for a reason, okay? This was not a man who just acted on a whim and just did whatever. Like, he thought about the things that he did and the reasons why. Does that make sense?
Yes.
He was not, like, the punishing father who's just going to go on long tangents and lash out at his kids. If he did discipline his kids very harshly, but in his mind, it was for a reason. There's a reason why he's talking about this, because I feel like there's a child that does not, I don't know which one it is, but one of them is felt that he was too hard on them. Okay. Do you understand this? I don't know which one I'm with, but I know it's one of them. But the dad is saying that he did this for the child's best interest. I think it's a son. Does he have a son? Because there's a son here.
Yes, my husband is one of the
okay.
sons. He had two sons.
Well, one of them felt that he was too hard on them. And he says, though, that it was, in his mind, it was to make sure that they would be a good man. Okay. So I'm not defending him, but I'm just letting you know what he's saying. Okay. So, because he's saying one of them can't connect with him, like they can't understand his point of view. All right. Let me see here. How do you also connect to Texas? I'm not sure where that comes in. Is the family in Texas or are they going to Texas? There's something about Texas. And I'm not sure where that comes in.
Not sure.
Okay, well, this would probably mean either there was like a trip or something that happened in Texas, or somebody was from Texas. There was something that happened with Texas in connection to this guy. And who is Bob or Bill? I don't know who that is, but I know that there's a Bob or a Bill. Who is that?
Bob, that's my husband's grandfather.
And would that be this man's father? Is that what this is?
That's his father-in-law.
Okay, because he says there's a Bob with him. There's something, or Bill, Bob or Bill. There's a Bob or Bill. Let me see here. There's, I'm not sure where that comes in. There's also something about a pocket watch. And I know it's a pocket watch. It's not a regular watch. Does somebody have a special, like, pocket watch or something? Because there has to be a pocket watch. I don't know
I
where this comes from.
It's
who?
My father-in-law that passed on Mother's Day 20 years ago, his wife, my mother-in-law, passed last fall, and I have that.
Perfect. So he's using this as validation to say that he knows that you kept this in memory of him. Even though it has no significant value, it has a lot of sentimental value. Do you understand this? Let me see here. So this guy, well, I don't know which son he's talking about, though. But one of the sons feels that the father was too hard on him. And he's trying to say that he just had a different way of doing things than he would have wanted. Let me see here. You have to understand, this guy was not a bad guy. And I'm very hesitant to say this over the air, because I know that, you know, people can listen to this and they can track this in certain ways. But he is talking about some physical punishment. And I don't know if he was physical with the boys, but there was physicalness. Okay. Do you know about this at all? Like, I don't know if you would even know.
No, I don't. I didn't know him that well. He passed away after we were only married 6 years, so.
Okay, well, there's a story behind this. You may want to ask your husband about this, because if it's not your husband, it's got to be his brother, because he's talking about one of the sons. And he's saying that the physicalness, in my mind, I'm hesitant to label it as abuse, but the son may feel that it was. Does that what makes sense? And the father is saying, like, he had that different style. So I'm not getting into like debates and stuff, but I'm just delivering messages. Okay.
Right.
Let me see here. There's, I'm not sure what to say about this. I am going to say this one last piece, and then I'm going to have to move on because, I am going back. He is connecting his something about a boat. Do you know if he used to like go out on a boat or something? Cause he's talking about a boat.
I believe he did with his parents, yeah.
Okay, because he says that there's, like, special memories or something on a boat. Like, he's talking about this, like, special times. You know what I'm saying? Things in his life that he really enjoyed. Something on this boat or something. And let me see here. You're going to laugh at me. I just bought this new rug in my kitchen that has a chicken on it, and he's making me look at the chicken. Like, I know that there was somebody who had chickens. Like, he's talking about chickens. Who has the chickens? Because
it could have been his mom, but I heard stories about things like that. But...
that they had the chickens? Because he's...
Yeah.
He's talking... He says there were good times with the chickens, too. So, I... I'm sorry. I know I'm like, I'm sorry. I just think it's so funny that he's making me look at my chicken rug. But he is talking about this. So I just hope you know that he's okay and he's still with you. And he's with the sons, but there is something going on with one of the sons where he's, there's something going on there with his dad. I'm not sure what that is, but you'll find out, obviously, when you talk to your husband, okay?
Okay.
Let me see here. But I am going to let this go. Actually, there's something else. This is going to sound really, really crazy. But, like, do you hear, like, bells or something? Or, like, ringing? There's something with, like, a bell or, like, a ring or something. Like the noise. Of like bells or like the ringing or something. There's what is
like
that? Because he's.
I don't know. That's what I don't know where it's coming from.
Because he's saying that he does this, like the ringing or the bells or something. He makes those noises. So you don't understand, like, where the, it just, like, happened in your house?
Yeah,
Like,
random.
oh my gosh, that's crazy, because he says that he does, like, this ringing or something. I've never said that before, and I've done thousands of readings, but he's saying that he does this, like, the ringing or something. That's just so bizarre to me, but if it makes sense to you, then
No.
he's doing a good job. Okay, so, like, I have never heard that before, ever. That is crazy. So, well, Julie, I just want to thank you again for tuning in and for listening. I'm going to let you go, and you have some messages to deliver, but I hope you know that your father-in-law is definitely with you. Like, he's watching it, seeing what's going on. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dustin.
All right. Well, you take care, and feel free to send me an email when you find out stuff.
Okay. You put me
All
back
right.
on hold. I'll listen to the show.
Okay, I will.
Okay, thank
All
you.
right. Thank you, Julie. Oh, she's so sweet. That is so crazy. I've seriously never heard. I was like looking at these bells on my door. Like, this spirit's getting me to, like, be aware of my surroundings. And I have never said that ever, that, like, somebody's heard, like, bells or, like, jingling or something. Like, that is so bizarre to me. But that's amazing. But it's still like, oh my God, really? Like, oh my goodness. So, again, thank you guys so much. We've still got another 20 minutes here, so I promise there's still more of the show here. So, again, with being in a better place, being settled, being able to build, okay? So, you know, it starts from a home, not just the home. Okay, I know I've been talking a lot about the home because I have a house, but it starts with a foundation. There we go. And being able to build from a sturdy platform, from a sturdy, if you will. And that's really what's been happening. And seriously, in just the a past 2 months, things have just been going like skyrocketing. Like, I have not been invited to go to a major city yet and work. I literally got a call maybe a month and a half ago, just a couple weeks when I moved in, to do a live group reading show at a super fancy golf club in Indianapolis. And, like, it's a closed event just for the members, and there's going to be, like, over, like, 60, 70 people, you know. And you know how golf clubs are. They're, like, one of the boys, one of the good boys, whatever. And they're, well, I guess this will be the good boys' wives, because mostly women, at least in the Midwest, tend to like mediumship. But if you go to the East Coast or the West Coast, tidbits, seriously, it's half and half. Men are just as likely to go to a medium as women. But it's in the Midwest, there's still this stigma about men going to a medium or to a psychic or even to like counseling or therapy. It's very much here in the Midwest, and you can see it. But I'm just sharing that little tidbit with you. It's true. So I'm really excited about that. That literally happened. That's just a sign to me that I'm on the right track and I'm moving forward. And I will say this just to my listeners here. They offered to pay me before I even showed up. And that is amazing. Like, that's when you know you're like in the big leagues. If people are paying to make sure you'll be somewhere before you even go, like, that is a big deal. Like, that's anyway, I actually told them no. I know, I'm too nice. I am too freaking nice. I should have just taken the money and said, all right. But no, I said, let's see how the turnout is. I'm way too nice of a person. But that was a big deal. Another one that some of you guys, if you're on the East Coast, may enjoy. I was just invited to be one of the featured Forever Family Foundation mediums at my fellow medium Rebecca's big event that she's putting on. If you guys don't know Rebecca Ann Lo Cicero, she has her own like spiritual center. She has like her own all kinds of stuff. I know she's got a book. She even does freaking psychic cruises. I said, how the hell do you get, how do I get on this psychic cruise? I like cruises. I would love to do that. Oh my God. Like seriously. Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness. I just couldn't imagine. I would be too excited about this. She asked me to come down. So I'm actually one of the keynote speakers. I know. And this is a freaking amazing because if you guys don't know a lot about the foundation and what we do, if you look on the list, I am the youngest medium by like almost a decade. I think Joe is the next one, Joe Peretta. I think he's like 29 or 30. Anyway, but yeah, by like almost a decade, I'm the youngest. And then above Joe, it's like 40 and 50 year olds. Like nobody else is in their 30s. And it's amazing because like I get to share this new perspective, what it's like being so young and being a medium, having clients, you know, when I first started at 19, 20, I literally had clients who were in their 80s or 90, four times my age. It has such a unique perspective because I've really been able to get an appreciation for life and to be able to inspire other people that are my age. And it didn't become apparent until I did an event at Mystic Beads in Michigan, and there was a reader there, and this was just some guy, like, okay, maybe I shouldn't say some guy, he'd probably punch me if he heard this, but like, he didn't have any certificates, no formal training, he's never been to England, to the Arthur Findlay College, he's not a certified medium, he was just a guy in Michigan. Now he's too sick, I know he's not doing readings anymore, but 2 years ago, when I saw him, and he did my numerology chart. He did a reading for me. He said, I know you're a medium, just from my chart. So I was like, oh, wow. And he said, there's a reason why you were born in South Bend. He said that South Bend and your energies are so intertwined. He said, you're going to be reaching people that would never go to a medium otherwise, but they're going to be drawn to you. And when he said that, it didn't really sink in. But now I get clients who are literally never gone ever to like any spiritual things. They've never been to, you know, any realm of psychology even, you know, never anything in any of this. And they end up at my door and they say, I'm going to give it a shot. And then it becomes an amazing healing experience. They never come back, but that's okay. You know, I don't expect people to come back. But that one time I get to share with them is just amazing. And it's as amazing for me as it is for them because I can't even believe what spirit's bringing up. Like even with Julie earlier on the show, like, are you freaking like bells? And then the freaking pocket watch, like, are you kidding me? Do you know how hard it is to like differentiate between what exactly what item it is, like a regular watch or a pocket watch or a grandfather clock or a cuckoo clock? Like, do you know how hard it is to like be able to know what exact form of clock it is? But anyway, it's a freaking amazing to me to be able to realize the power of spirit and how what can come of it. And I've been seeing a lot more synchronicities lately, especially now that I'm in a place where I'm just open, it's flowing. I mean, this Connecticut trip, I'm getting paid to go down there. I have enough miles by the grace of God. I don't have to pay for my plane ticket. I get free lodging, free plane. Literally all I'm paying for is food. And the breakfast is free. And she's already getting me booked for private appointments. Like it is amazing. Seriously, amazing to me. I'm so grateful. I would never have been able to imagine this even 2 years ago. You know, this last year I knew things were on the up and up, but my God, I never knew it would be like this. And with that, I feel a new sense of responsibility, not just in my work. Okay. Like my work life, like, oh God, I have to make sure I'm posting stuff online or I'm emailing people or, you know, things are happening, but to my community and to other people. I've been invited to give so many free readings for good causes. Like, I get invited to this women's expo that's coming up for the empowerment of women and for equality of women. And I get to do free readings there to volunteer. I get to do volunteer work for the Special Olympics in Michigan City. And people come, like a big group of people. Like, we're not talking like 20. We're talking like 50, 60, sometimes like 100 people will show up. I get to do readings for the Elks Lodge, which is a wonderful nonprofit that benefits cancer research, gives scholarships to people who are in college and want to further their education. I get to do that. And it is such a privilege. But it's also a feeling of responsibility. I feel like I have to give. You know what I mean? I think there comes a point in your life when you're stable enough and you're in such a I don't want to say the word privileged, okay? I want to stay away from that word. But when you're in a place of such a good place that you should, really should be giving back. You know what I mean? And I am so grateful and so thankful that I'm at that place at 23 years old. And it is, it's just such an amazing, wonderful way to be able to share my story and to hopefully inspire other people. So I have notes written down here for the show. Just a few other things I want to hit. We're heading in the last 10 minutes, I know. It goes by so quickly, just as fast for me as I'm sure it goes for you guys. But again, tune in next Friday at noon. Since I started eating healthy and I posted pictures of my cookbook, people have literally been messaging me on Facebook and asking for my recipes. Like, I don't have time to be taking pictures of all these recipes and sending them to people. So on my blog, I actually did share a couple quick, easy recipes you can do to prep ahead of time that are good for high protein, healthy diets. Because who has time? I mean, my God, we're all so busy. I hear what people do, like working 8 to 5. I have no idea how you're able to do that. Like, I know I'm different. I know my energy is different. I have such respect for the working man. Like, my God, 8 to 9 to 5 even. Like, I just can't even imagine. And then who has time to cook? Seriously, you get freaking tired by the time you get home, especially if, you know, your significant other or spouse is working. And if you have kids, I have no idea how people do it. But yeah, so I know that if mediumship doesn't work out, I could be like Rachel Ray and just start making like dishes or something. Make like a new book for like, you know, college students or busy working class men or women that don't have time for this. So, I mean, it is just been intense. My friends are graduating. And I've noticed that people have been treating me differently. My friends and, people in my life, just because, they will call me when they're experiencing anxiety or when they want to know why something is like happening. They'll say, why is this person doing this? Or why is it this way? Or like school stuff, like how do I enroll? And I'm like, wow, when did I become like this, I don't know, resource? I know it sounds kind of stupid, but like, when did that happen? Because not that many years ago, I was the guy that was just partying at the bar, you know, after work or after school, dancing. I still do that. I'm not going to lie to you guys. You know, I know myself. I know I like to dance and I like to drink a little bit here and there, especially wine. But like, when did that happen? You know, I went to a housewarming party for my dear friend Kelsey, who I've known since fourth grade, last week. And in the course of the party, I find myself, I don't want to say trapped. I was not trapped, but I was cornered. Okay, there's a difference there. I was not trapped. I wasn't experiencing anxiety, but I was definitely cornered. And I found myself counseling this young African American gay man. He was 20 years old, and he's like trying to discover himself and like figure out what things are happening. And I mean, I spent probably a good 20, 25 minutes. Then I go downstairs. I'm headed straight for the cheese and crackers. I find myself again cornered by an Asian lady who is experiencing some problems with her family, and she's working too much, and she doesn't know why she's working. She didn't have the insight to know it was not to deal with these family problems, okay, staying busy. Anyway, those kinds of things have been happening. It's kind of funny. It's healing, definitely. You know, I never take the healing process in a joking way. But, you know, it's a very powerful experience. But my goodness, when did that happen? When did I become that guy, you know, that like people wanted to like be like, okay, so I can't talk to anybody else about this. But listen, you know, and then I'm like, oh, my God, I'm just trying to eat that shrimp over there, you know. But it's like it is rewarding, but it's new. It's a new energy. But it's great, you know, I'm able to keep balance in my life. I know when I need a vacation, like I just got back from a cruise. It was absolutely wonderful. The thing about cruises, and I encourage everyone to go at least once in their life, okay? I mean, you got a good 80 years. I'm sure you can save up money sometime in your life to go on one freaking cruise. They're not that expensive. They're way more expensive than they really are. But there's something about the atmosphere of a cruise. Everyone is just there together. Everyone's there to have fun. Everyone's open. You can literally talk to strangers and they will open up about their lives and their family, their jobs. They'll tell you like their hopes and what they want to do and their with life and way more easily than it is to like talk to like a coworker or like, you know, a fellow student at school or, yeah, you know what I mean? There's something about the atmosphere of a cruise that just really gets you into the human experience that I absolutely love. And I love dancing. And everyone dances, like people like in their 60s, 70s, they're on the dance floor. And it's amazing to see because, you know, if they were back in their hometowns, whatever, they wouldn't be doing that. And it's so wonderful to see this. It really does. It reminds me, again, what it's like to be human, to have that connection with other people. Because, you know, again, in my life, with everything I'm doing, work, I'm always seen as a resource. But I want to just be on the same field as somebody else. You know, I just want to be with them. I just want to share that experience with them. I don't always want to be seen as like one up of someone. I don't want to be seen that way. I want to be seen as someone who's just there with you. And that is what I found. Cruises, that's what you get. It's amazing. It really is. So that was wonderful. There were three shows I saw, absolutely delicious food, lots of dancing, lots of trivia. We won trivia. Oh my God. I went with my dear friend, John. We won the trivia game. No thanks to me. I don't think I knew a single question, but he did. It was just absolutely wonderful. So again, the holidays weren't too bad. Some Christmases were better than others. Okay. I'm not going to lie to you guys. My mom's Christmas and my best friend's Christmas were wonderful. I mean, you couldn't ask for anything else. So my grandma's, oh my goodness. Once my uncle started getting on a tirade about Jesus and sin and fornicating, I mean, my God, it was, I mean, the floodgates were open and no shots were held. I mean, they were fired to like the max. And you guys can just imagine me sitting there eating a piece of pie, just listening to this, nodding while he's going on about people taking advantage of welfare and people on drugs and horrible teenagers. I mean, it was just, just like every group you could think of that could be stereotyped in any way was. And I mean, it took every ounce of my being to just sit there and not speak and not feel the anxiety to let it go. I mean, that was when I knew, okay, I have done a lot of growth this year. Seriously, I'm not even joking. That really happened. I'm not even lying. It was just, that was a really big thing. So, all right, you guys, I just want to thank you all for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed the show. I'm sorry I couldn't get to another reading today. I know that it went by, it always goes by really fast. So, again, every Friday, at noon, I believe I'm going to be able to do it because I have, an SGA Student Government Association meeting. I was elected as a senator. So from 9 to 11, and I have enough time to eat, get a cup of coffee, and then come back home for noon. So follow me online. You can find, dustinsfabulouslife.blogspot.com to watch my blog videos and to see what I'm posting there. You can follow me on Twitter, which is twitter.com/dust10medium. On Instagram, it's instagram.com dustinlivers. And of course on Facebook. And Facebook is actually the only place that I'm able to post all of the events that are coming up. So if you want to know what events I'm doing or what's coming up, go to my Facebook page because they're going to be posted there first before they make it to my website, if they make it to my website. Because, listen, dealing with your own website is a lot of work, okay? So I'm just saying it is a lot of maintenance. So, yeah, check out my Facebook page for all of that. The stuff that's coming up. Feel free to send me an email with any questions or comments. And of course, you can go online to dustinlivers.com and book a reading or an appointment at any time. So thank you again. This has been the Fabulous Medium, Dustin Livers, and I'm wishing you all a wonderful new year. Take care.